The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. If you're worried about the robots taking over, just do a web search and you'll realize it's too late.
So if I had a self-driving car, I could spend more time hanging out with my kids.
There's nothing that makes you feel the least bit threatened.
I love this!
So much for taxi cab drivers. And as the experts will tell you,
these technologies are going to be happening very quickly.
So the question is, will there be anything left for us to do? More after this from David Harris of AJC. The robots you used to see only in the movies will soon be handing you your slippers.
Humanoid robots are here. They think like we do, move like we do, and even sacrifice themselves for us.
And we may sacrifice ourselves for them. A new survey from the Pew Research Center asked about 1,900 experts and industry observers what the effects of artificial intelligence are likely to be by the year 2025. And it was close.
Half of them think that these technologies will take jobs from humans. Half of them expect that humans will come out ahead in the final tally.
Researcher Aaron Smith at Pew's Internet Project said some participants predict the wealthy will retreat to secluded modern-day castles served by compliant humanoids, leaving the rest of us to live in squalor with nothing to do except, of course, design our own robots to foment class warfare. Other experts doubted humans could be so easily replaced, but it does look like some jobs that once looked secure are going away.
Jobs like legal clerks and x-ray technicians and customer service employees.
But the future might not be all bad. Robots can be our friends, relieving us of the more tedious parts of our jobs. I've been experimenting with technology for years.
In fact, in the future, I could just type an entire script, and the computer would read it for me.
In any voice I choose.
And in any accent I choose, no matter how exotic.
On second thought, this needs to stop right now. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.